Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and Pep Linders has just held his pre-Arsenal press conference, and joining me to react to that are Damian Cavana, Amelia Bonner and Phil Blundell. We'll talk about a few things coming up from this press conference in our reaction. We'll talk about the Arsenal postponements and how Pep Linders went about saying it wasn't quite on Arsenal. I've got a few sort of theories around that as well, so I'll pull that to my panel shortly. We'll do a few of the positive injury updates as well, because there are a few of them, which is a massive relief because it feels like a while since we've been able to say that. We'll also have Jim Johnson coming up in the second part of the show, and we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Damien, I want to start with these, with this whole Arsenal postponements thing, because it feels like it's been a strange few weeks really in terms of Liverpool getting the game postponed, and a lot of people seeming to lose their heads, namely Arsenal fans on Twitter, to be honest, and then Arsenal this week sort of making a few noises about potentially getting the game postponed from their point of view. And Pep Linders came out quite interestingly and sort of said that he trusts the medical departments of each Premier League club, and while I think that's a fair point for him to make, I think the problem isn't necessarily that it's Arsenal or that it's Liverpool who are doing any kind of dodgy dealings around this. The problem is that the Premier League, once again, who've not made the rules clear enough and have allowed people to sort of find loopholes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I appreciate the fact that this isn't the Premier League's competition, so there's another complication that you're going to add to the situation. But I think it shows football fans up, a lot of football fans up. I'm not saying the majority, but you know, if your team postpones our game, you're evil, there's a conspiracy, everything's against us, oh my God. And then our team does it the following day, and it's all right, because obviously we've got injuries and we've got COVID. And it just shows, you know, the pendulum swing of football fans on social media. And so while there are legitimate questions to ask about postponements and things like that, you know, all I can say is, you know, we're all justifying how Liverpool should be able to postpone the first leg. There's murder by the opposition. And since then, some of my good friends on our very WhatsApp group are now criticising Arsenal at the prospect of postponing a game that might actually not get postponed. It just shows you, doesn't it? You know, you can really tie yourself in knots with all this.